Recorded Books and One Click Digital present What Angels Fear by C.S. Harris, narrated by Davina Porter. No place so sacred from such fops is barred, nor is Paul's church more safe than Paul's churchyard. Nay, fly to altars, there they'll talk you dead, for fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Alexander Pope, An Essay on Criticism. Prologue, Tuesday, 29th of January, 1811. She blamed the fog. She wasn't normally this nervous, this afraid. It was such a foul, creeping thing, the yellow fog of London. Even without the fog, it would have been dark at this hour, dark and January cold. But the murky vapour made it worse, wrapping around her lantern in wraith-like drifts that had Rachel stumbling as she cut across the churchyard. A loose stone rolled beneath the delicate sole of one kid half-boot, the clatter sounding unnaturally loud in the stillness of the night. Pausing, Rachel threw a quick glance over her shoulder, her gaze raking the faint mist-shrouded outlines of the graveyard's scattered monuments and tombstones. From the distance came a clacking rattle and the fog-muffled voice of the Charlie calling out the time. Rachel drew in a deep breath of frosty air, tinged with the scent of wet earth and leaves, and a stale, musty hint of old death, and hurried on. The heavy stone bulk of St. Matthew of the Fields loomed before her. Rachel clutched the satin-lined velvet folds of her evening cloak more closely about her. She should have told him to meet her at 8:30, she decided. 9 at the latest. It was the usual time.